Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's be real, you've probably felt it too, that little voice in the back of your head whispering, is this scrolling really necessary? We live in a world where technology is constantly vying for our attention. Social media feels like a lifeline, but sometimes it feels more like an anchor dragging us down. Ever feel like you're chasing that dopamine hit from the next notification? I get it. Today, we're diving into how to build a healthy relationship with all these shiny gadgets and platforms. Because let's face it, inner peace doesn't come from endless scrolling. It comes from being mindful of our choices and reclaiming our time and energy. Now, I'm not saying ditch your phone or become a hermit. Technology can be amazing, connecting us with loved ones, offering learning opportunities, and even helping us find joy in new ways. But just like any powerful tool, it needs to be wielded with intention. So how do we strike that balance? Let's get into 5 key takeaways that are going to help you navigate this tech-saturated world with grace and a whole lot of inner peace. First up, recognize the trap. Ever feel like you're caught in a mindless cycle of scrolling, refreshing, and comparing? We're all susceptible to it. Social media often presents a curated version of reality, everyone seemingly happy, successful, and effortlessly cool. But remember, that's just a highlight reel. It's not real life. Be aware that these platforms are designed to keep you hooked, algorithms tailored to show you what you like, notifications buzzing like a swarm of bees. Recognizing this manipulation is the first step to breaking free. Second, set boundaries. Think of it like setting rules for any other relationship. When and how will you engage with technology? Decide on tech-free zones in your life, maybe during meals, an hour before bed, or dedicated time for hobbies and passions. Remember, you're in control. Schedule specific times to check social media instead of mindlessly scrolling throughout the day. This creates a sense of intentionality and prevents technology from dictating your schedule. Third, cultivate mindfulness. When you do use technology, be present in the moment. Don't just passively consume content. Ask yourself, what am I getting out of this? Is it enriching my life or draining my energy? If something isn't adding value, unfollow it, mute it, or simply step away. 4. Seek offline connections. Remember those amazing things called real-life relationships. Make time for face-to-face interactions with friends and family. Engage in activities that bring you joy, offline, reading a book, taking a walk in nature, pursuing hobbies. These experiences nourish your soul and create lasting memories that social media can't replicate. And finally, embrace this connection. Don't be afraid to take breaks from technology. A digital detox can do wonders for your mental well-being. It allows you to reconnect with yourself, appreciate the beauty of the present moment, and gain clarity on what truly matters. Imagine a weekend without constant notifications. Let me tell you about a time I was struggling with this exact issue. I remember feeling overwhelmed by social media. Every notification felt like an obligation, every post seemed to highlight someone else's success, and I found myself constantly comparing my life to others. It was draining. I decided to take a week-long break from social media, no scrolling, no checking for updates. During that week, I rediscovered the joy of reading, went on spontaneous hikes, had meaningful conversations with friends, and simply enjoyed being present in the moment. The result? I felt calmer, more focused, and genuinely happier. It was a game changer. So remember, you are not defined by your likes, followers, or screen time. You are capable of creating a fulfilling life offline, one filled with genuine connections, meaningful experiences, and a deep sense of inner peace. Take those tech boundaries, cultivate mindfulness, embrace offline connections, and don't be afraid to unplug for a while. Remember, technology is a tool, it shouldn't be the master of your time and attention. Until next time, stay stoic, stay true to yourself, and remember real life is happening outside the screen.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.